The one thing I'm sad about is they had to make their final season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine during the pandemic. So it feels slightly reduced. Maybe it's because I know, but it feels slightly reduced as a result. But a wonderful series. Once you know the characters, I'd say it takes maybe 4 or 5 episodes to really get into the nitty-gritty of it. But yeah, fantastic stuff. And ran for 8 series. Incredible. After almost being cancelled after 5. But yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, amazing. And then The Good Place. What a brilliant series. Maybe slightly less popular than the other two, but still phenomenal stuff. Ted Danson in that series is absolutely brilliant, as is Kristen Bell, obviously. But yeah, amazing. And I have to say, when you find out the plot at the end of the first series, the sort of tangent it goes off on, I thought to myself, well, how can they keep this series going now? But it's as if they perfectly planned it to be the number of series that it is. I think it ran for 4 series, The Good Place, or seasons if you're in America, and it sort of worked out perfectly. Now, do showrunners and producers these days really think that far ahead and think, if we get offered another series, we're going to do this and then this and then this? Because you can tell times when series thought they might have to finish and then got recommissioned, and then it all sort of carries on again, which happens in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, to be fair, at the end of the 5th season. But yeah, with The Good Place, it's just perfectly done, so it finishes when it finishes, and there's an amazing thing that happens at the end of the first series. It's just brilliant. They're all brilliant. I don't deny The Big Bang Theory has a lot of fans and a lot of people that absolutely love it and love the characters and the relationships in it. It's just I haven't enjoyed it quite as much as the other two. I can still see it for its merits. But if you want to get involved, just with a single click or tap on whatever device you have with you right now, it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, asking, which US comedy series do you prefer? The Big Bang Theory, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or The Good Place? Cast your vote. Voting will close in about 46 minutes' time. And if you want more people to see it, give it a retweet, repost. More people can get involved. Remember, all the music tonight links to it being Move More Month. We're celebrating dancing and moving. So here's Whitney.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Whitney and I Want to Dance with Somebody, suggested on social media earlier on today by Naomi Smith. Thanks, Naomi. Good of you for doing just that. And thanks to everyone that's voted in the poll. It's going to be close. Yes. Which is the best of these three choices, US comedy series? Which US comedy series do you prefer? The Big Bang Theory, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or The Good Place? Around about 40 minutes left to cast your vote, so do so now. Now, before we get another track on, of course, many of you still excited and worried that I haven't talked about it for probably nigh on 45 minutes. But of course, I haven't forgotten that today is World Semicolon Day. Yes, and of course, as we all know, semicolons join ideas that are related and equal in grammatical structure. You're thinking, what? Sorry? I've just found a website that shows you an incorrect way of using a semicolon and then how to correct the problem. So, semicolons exist to join ideas that are related and equal in grammatical structure. So this is a wrong way to use it, grammar fans. This assignment is extra credit only, semicolon, but we still need to hand it in. That is incorrect. Even though the two clauses in the sentence are related, you cannot use a semicolon because they're joined by the coordinating conjunction but. So you can use but or you can use a semicolon, but not both. So it would be correct to say, this assignment is extra credit only, comma, but we still need to hand it in, full stop. Kind of goes without saying, full stop. Or, for World Semicolon Day fans, this assignment is extra credit only, semicolon, however, comma, we still need to hand it in. Okay, I'm almost boring myself talking about semicolons, but there we go, Yeah, comma with a little dot above it. Not two dots, that's a colon, just a semicolon. Who'd have thought this segment of the show would involve this level of excitement? But there we go. It's World Semicolon Day, and I hope you've used a semicolon at least somewhere in your life today. Those of you that have should feel very happy with yourselves that you did it on the correct day, probably without even knowing it was World Semicolon Day. But there you go, it really is. Now, unfortunately, I should have picked a song title that had a semicolon in it. There probably aren't any. Now I've said that, people are going to send in examples of loads. But anyway, I like this next track. Nothing to do with semicolons, lots to do with moving, and lots to do with the Rolling Stones without being about the Rolling Stones or by the Rolling Stones. What are you talking about? It's Moves Like Jagger.
Get inside it, and you wanna steer, but I'm shifting gears. me smile, take control on me just for the night. And if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. If I watch and learn, I won't show you twice. Head to toe, ooh, baby, run me right. And if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this.
And it goes like this.
FM.
That definitely makes you move. Yes, it's Move More Month, Moves Like Jagger. Gives you that urge. It certainly gave me the urge. Anyway, if that's just taken out of context, a little bit unusual there. There we go. It's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons with you for another 45 minutes and 12 seconds. And then the news will be on, and then Destination Dawn will be on, and then before you know it, Mike Porter will be back with the breakfast show tomorrow morning on Phoenix FM. Keep it here. Loads of great programs throughout the rest of the week as well. And always interesting features on our website, phoenixfm.com. Do check it out. And remember, if you've missed any of this show, it will be available to listen to at your leisure on whatever device you like. You can download it there via our website from tomorrow morning. So phoenixfm.com, click on schedule, find Tuesday evening 10 p.m, click on the show that goes like this, and you'll be taken to my Phoenix blog page where all previous episodes are available to listen to online or to download to your own device. Amazing stuff. So, yes, it's 11:15, it's the 16th of April, we're talking about semicolons and colons. Well, we should be talking about semicolons because it's World Semicolon Day. This is the last thing I'm going to say about it. If you're unsure when to use a semicolon or when to use a colon, what is the difference? Here we go. Don't ever forget this information. A colon is used to introduce information set up by the previous clause. It's typically used before a list, example, or explanation. A semicolon is used to join related independent clauses together in the same sentence without a conjunction. There we go. World Semicolon Day. Let's all enjoy it. Now, this song probably wouldn't have had the chart success it had if it was called I Don't Feel Like Semicolons. Fortunately, on Move More Month, it's called I Don't Feel Like Dancing.
So I'm feeling alone when I hear the steps.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Scissor Sisters and I Don't Feel Like Dancing. I've been remiss again and forgotten to attribute a song to someone. Maroon 5's Fabulous Moves Like Jagger was suggested by Laden Tunchai earlier on today on social media. Thank you so much, Laden. And Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing, requested by Ellie from Beccles and Maria on the Isle of Wight as well. Thank you both of you for requesting that track. Again, fabulous. See, isn't it funny that tracks with dance in the title or referring to dancing or moving often make you want to dance or move? Quite impressive, quite infectious, quite enjoyable as well. I'm going to get another one on quite quickly because I haven't heard this for a while and I'm looking forward to playing it. This, with Move, is Little Mix.
Hey baby, tell me your name. I got a fever for you. I just can't explain. But there's just one problem. I'm a bit old school. When it comes to loving, I ain't chasing you. Looking so hot, I think that I might fall. Feeling like it's my birthday, like Christmas Day came early. Just what I want, so when we move, you move. Get you back off the wall, don't you get comfortable. Looking so hot, I think that I might fall. Feeling like it's my birthday, like Christmas Day came early. Just what I want, so when we move.
That was Little Mix and Move, suggested by Anastasia O'Sullivan. Thank you very much for that. Now, I mentioned something very early on in the show that I haven't mentioned since, and I think many of you will have forgotten about. Many of you may have tuned in since I mentioned it. I'm going to mention it again now. Did you know on the 16th of April it is Mushroom Day? Get ready for facts about mushrooms. If you've seen the series from the video game The Last of Us, you may well know about the concerns some scientists have about fungi. But anyway, did you know mushrooms, people think of mushrooms as plants, don't they? But mushrooms are more related to animals than plants. Genetically speaking, that is. Like us, they breathe in oxygen and give out CO2. Obviously, plants do the opposite. And also, unlike plants, they don't need sunlight to reproduce. Instead, they rely on other organisms for food, just like animals. Also, the cell walls of mushrooms contain chitin, which is found in the exoskeletons of insects, the shells of crustaceans, and the beaks of octopuses. The largest and oldest living organism in the world is a fungus. There is a species of honey fungus found in Oregon that covers almost 10 square kilometres. Scientists say it's at least 2,400 years old, possibly even up to 8,650 years old and still surviving. Also, mushrooms help trees talk to each other. Beneath every forest and wood lies a complex network of roots and fungi that connects trees and plants to one another, sometimes hilariously called the wood wide web. But this network of mycorrhizal fungi is almost 500 million years old and is vital for most plants on Earth. Trees and plants get nutrients that the fungi acquire from the soil, such as nitrogen and phosphorus, and in return the fungi receive carbon-rich sugar from the tree's roots. It's this symbiotic relationship that allows trees to have underground conversations, where they're able to issue warnings to other trees about attacking insects, drought, and disease. Amazing, really. We will have a couple more exciting facts about mushrooms after an exciting track by the Nolans. Don't often hear that, but Francis Cornelius wants to hear I'm in the Mood for Dancing.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Are you ready for more facts about mushrooms? Fungi, at least. Some fungi are bioluminescent. They achieve this thanks to luciferins, the same compounds that make fireflies light up at night. This ability is used to attract insects. They then spread the mushroom spores elsewhere in the forest, allowing the fungi to reproduce. It is thought that in the future, bioluminescent fungi could be used as eco-street lighting. Now that would be weird, wouldn't it? They've turned the streetlights off. Oh, the mushrooms haven't got enough bioluminescence. What? Well, I'm sure someone will find a way of harnessing it and controlling it, but there we go. Now, yes, worrying fungi appears in The Last of Us TV series, but some fungi do have the ability to take over the central nervous systems and brains of animals. The most famous example is the Ophiocordyceps unilateralis that is found in the Amazon rainforest. It infects the carpenter ant growing through its body before taking over its brain, then compels the hijacked insect to leave its nest and climb to a nearby plant, which happens to be in the perfect environmental conditions for fungus growth, and then the mushroom consumes the ant. So, a bit horrendous, really. But there we go. Some mushrooms can take over the bodies of animals and get them to do their bidding. Yes, The Last of Us is real. We should all be afraid. Okay, there we go. It's the show that goes like this. We're into the final half an hour. So you've not got long left to vote in the hotly contested intense debate this evening. Which US comedy series do you prefer? The Big Bang Theory, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or The Good Place? Less than 20 minutes voting time left. Thanks to everyone that's voted so far. It's caught the imagination this evening. We will see who is victorious. Right, before that though, thanks to Beth Atkinson, we're now going to hear classic Reel to Reel.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I love how all girls are move them body. And when you move your body, wanna move it nice and sweet and sexy. Alright, woman, you're cute. How you doing, you know? Bitch, you're not cute, buddy. You want me fat, but the woman, you're cute. How you doing, you know? Bitch, you're not cute, buddy. You want me fat, but the woman, physically fit. Physically fit. Physically, physically, physically. Woman, physically fit. Physically fit. Physically, physically, physically. Woman, you're nice, sweet, fantastic. Bitch, you're funny, you're not a bit tight.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it.
FM.
Reel to Reel featuring the Mad Stuntman, I Like to Move It. Now, maybe you thought this wasn't going to happen in the show tonight, but don't be ridiculous. How could we ever forget the Prediction Master?
Prediction Master.
Now, disbelievers will say Prediction Master's got a couple of incorrect predictions that have happened consecutively. He's losing his touch. I do think, in the long and short of it, he's massively ahead overall, correct predictions versus incorrect predictions. It would have been good if I'd been keeping some sort of record to actually prove it. But anyway, Prediction Master was incorrect last week. He said for the Masters Golf, Rory McIlroy would finish in the top five. Rory let me down. 23rd, I think he was, something like that. So yeah, nowhere near the top five, I think it's fair to say. But Prediction Master will get back on the horse and try all over again. No, the Grand National was last week as well. yes, nothing to do with Grand National. The Prediction Master knows, after some crazy results in the Champions League tonight, will the trend continue tomorrow? Will Arsenal and Manchester City be able to make it through their respective ties? Who'd have thought? Do you remember many years ago there was a harrowing result for Paris Saint-Germain against Barcelona, where I think Paris Saint-Germain were 4-0 up after the first leg, or 5-1 up or something, and Barcelona won 6-1, didn't they, and turned it around. It was the most incredible turnaround there's ever been. Little bit of revenge tonight for Paris Saint-Germain. Barcelona were 3-2 ahead after the first leg, I think. And then Paris Saint-Germain have... Admittedly, Barcelona had a man sent off after about half hour, but Paris Saint-Germain turned it round and were 6... Wasn't it 6-2 tonight? Something like that. Anyway, Paris Saint-Germain have gone through to the semi-finals, as have Borussia Dortmund, turning around a deficit against Atletico Madrid. So, Prediction Master is well aware that Champions League quarterfinals can cause crazy goal-scoring games. With that in mind, he's making a brave prediction. Arsenal must go to Bayern Munich tomorrow night. Any sensible British football fan would want Arsenal to do well. I can accept there may be Tottenham fans that want Bayern to do well, with Harry Kane being there as well, but that is what it's all about for Prediction Master. He is saying Arsenal versus Bayern Munich. He's not even predicting the result. All he's saying is, at the Allianz Arena tomorrow night, Harry Kane will not get on the score sheet. Harry Kane will not get on the score sheet. Those are the kind of crazy predictions Prediction Master makes. If you don't see the result, tune in next week, where all will be revealed.
Prediction Master.
Prediction Master moves in mysterious ways. Actually, you too do as well. That's amazingly coincidental, isn't it? Or you two talk about someone who does move in mysterious ways. I'll just hand over to you two and stop talking about Prediction Master.
Don't take a walk with the sister of the moon, with a pale light to fill up your room. You've been living underground, eating from a can. You've been running away from what you don't understand. Look, she's slipping.
If you wanna kiss the sky, better learn how to kneel.
Phoenix FM.
You Two and Mysterious Ways. Thanks to Mark Straker for suggesting that one. Going to be fairly quick with the tracks, just so I can squeeze two more in before I sum it all up, and then we have a final track to play us out. Amazing stuff. How are we? Only 15 minutes from the end of the show. Raced by for me. Hopefully it has for you as well. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Right, let's have, courtesy of Sue Burton, a bit of classic Sister Sledge.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And as I'm talking to you in this little segment, voting will be complete in tonight's intense debate on the Twitterverse. Remember, I've been asking you since the second hour of this programme began, which US comedy series do you prefer? The Big Bang Theory, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or The Good Place? Well, if I do a quick refresh, voting should now be over. I'm glad it reached so many people. Thank you to everybody that voted. That was fabulous of you. But the winner is The Big Bang Theory with 46% of the vote. Amazing stuff. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, a fairly close second with 32% of the vote. The Good Place, sadly, bringing out the rear with 22% of the vote. So, Big Bang Theory, most popular amongst people that voted. Remember, all you were asked was which US comedy series do you prefer? The Big Bang Theory, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or The Good Place, and The Big Bang Theory is victorious. There we go. They've all made stars out of the lead character actors, those series, but, well, The Good Place had quite a lot of famous people already in it, but Jameela Jamil was relatively unknown until she starred in that, having been a DJ on Radio 1 beforehand. Yeah. But Andy Samberg in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, great stuff. Terry Crews obviously gone on to host America's Got Talent as well from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And the Big Bang Theory, they all, like the cast of Friends, ended up getting hundreds of thousands of dollars per episode, so they probably don't need to do too much other work, the likes of Johnny Galecki and Kaley Cuoco. But yeah, amazing. Still, right, two more tracks to squeeze in. We've got to sum up everything. And the penultimate track of tonight's show is going to be a fabulous one from Dua Lipa, who just wants to dance the night away. Dua Lipa and Dance the Night, of course, from the Barbie movie. Amazing stuff. Well, thanks to everyone who's been with me throughout the show tonight. Since 10 p.m, it's been fabulous. It's been fabulous to have your company. On this Tuesday, the 16th of April, on the show that goes like this, we've celebrated Mushroom Day, National Librarian Day, National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. No, I didn't. World Semicolon Day, International Customer Loyalty Month, and of course, it's been Move More Month. Thanks to everybody that made song suggestions tonight. Annalisa Marie, Danny Kidson, Kishan Patney, Stuart James, Beth Atkinson, Mark Straker, Paul Milton, Naomi Smith, Laden Tunchai, Ellie from Beccles, Maria from the Isle of Wight, Anastasia O'Sullivan, Francis Cornelius, Beth Atkinson, Mark Straker, Sue Burton, and of course, thanks to Tom O'Driscoll for sending me his track Sadder Than Sad. We finally got it on the show that goes like this and the Phoenix FM airwaves. So, Scott Fish has been exercising all week and invented cake lager size, which I'm excited about. Prediction Master thinks Harry Kane will not score when Arsenal visit Bayern Munich in the second leg of the Champions League quarter-final. And in the intense debate, it has been proven beyond reasonable doubt that the Big Bang Theory is more popular than Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Good Place when it comes to relatively recent American TV comedy shows. Well, there we go. Thanks for your company. I'll be back again next week. We need an amazing track to play us out tonight. And all the tracks, as I said, when it's related to dance, they're naturally the kind of ones that make you want to dance. So we need an appropriate one to play us out. Therefore, I'm going to think of Neil Armstrong and hand over to Walk the Moon. See you next time.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.